Okay, so we're continuing with the bear that is in the field, and he's trying to figure out how to bring it into the sub into the he's trying to figure out how to bring it into there's one here. He's trying to figure out how to bring it, pull it back in. So now we're going to go through the groin side a little bit and try to figure out what he's saying. Okay, so you said Islan bear badavra. I have a bear in the field, and I want you to bring it into the city. He says I need a rope. Made out, he throws to him bran and different parts of the wheat kernels. And he says, use that to make me a rope and I'll bring it in. And they said, no such rope made out of that. He says, well, then I can't bring it. And then he says, it's impossible to make a rope with that. So he says, it's impossible to bring it in. So what's going on? So the Gra starts off with the, we said outside that the concept is that the bear are those places that we draw our ruchnius from. The bear is the ikar of everything. But, and that's the base of Mikdash is a Be'er, because that's where we draw our spirituality from. We draw everything from there. And it was Basadeh is where Esav hangs out, is Basadeh. He's an Isha Sadeh. So in other words, our Sadeh took over the Be'er. Our Sadeh conquered the Be'er. And you want to try and bring the Be'er in. Why isn't it here? Why isn't the Be'er here? So he says, because I'm making, it's going to come in. The only way it could come in is if you can make a rope out of the bran. He says, well, we can't make a rope out of the bran. He says, well, then it's not coming in. So what's with the bran? What's going on over there? So the girl here says like this. He says, which be'er are we talking about? We're talking about the be'er. We find the be'er. He starts off and he says, you have to know that the only kiyum of Klai Yisrael and Galus and the future gula of God, Klai Yisrael and Galus, will come through the three avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and each one gives a certain koyach. That's the koyach of Klai Yisrael through the Avos. But it's only when you have all three Avos together. And it says, this is Nirmaz in the story of Yaakov Avinu. He comes to the Be'er he comes to the Be'er and he sees Kishloisha Edre Tsoin Roiv Tzim Aleha. So in other words, he says that there's an Evan Gedoyla, and you guys, now that there's three Adarim here, which is the three Avos, now I can push away the Evan off the Be'er. The Evan, says the Gra, is Vasiroisius Leva Evan Mi'alechem. Leva Evan is the Yetzirah, and Leva Evan is the Yetzirah. So there's an Evan up the Be'er. There's the Yetzirah. There's a Yetzer Hara on the Be'er. The Be'er is the source of every toiv of all the Ruchnias, but there's the Evan on it. So in order to push away the Evan, you need all all three, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in order to push off the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara from accessing the Be'er. Now, what are the three? So they bring down in the footnote here that this should remind us of way back when from the Evan Shleimah here. That he said in the Evan Shleima, he said that there's three types of problems of psoilus in tavua, in grain. Grain has the stalks. That's one type of problem. It has the chaff, and then on the kernel, it has the bran, right? Which nowadays is considered chash of whole wheat and all that. In those days, it was garbage. It's fine. So now, the Gra said in the Evan Shleima, if you remember, that Avraham Avinu, he was the one that after he the ticket of Avraham was to get rid of the stalks. So, but there was still stalks. He still gave birth to the psoilus of Avraham is the stalk. That's Esav. Is Yishmael, I'm sorry. The Psoik of Yitzchak is the chaff. That's Esav. But Esav and why? Because Esav and Yishmael are not part of Klal Yisrael. So they're not part of the kernel itself. So they it's hard to get to the kernel, but you can remove them and still be left with the kernel. Those are easy. But then he says that there's a psoilus of Yaakov Avinu, which is going to remain with us through the entire Golus, which is the Erev Rav. Very good. See, he remembers something. So someone here remembers that the psoilus of Yaakov is the Erev Rav, and the Erev Rav is that koyach within Klal Yisrael, which keeps on gnawing at us. And that's the psoilus, which is represented by the bran, because that's mamish on top of the kernel. You can't, that's not a separate entity from the kernel. That's on the kernel, and it's almost very difficult to take that off without peeling off some of the kernel with it. It's almost very difficult to get that off. So that is represented in the bran itself, which is the peel of the kernel, and it covers it over. And the more that you're the Klai Yisrael's in Golos, that's Yaakov Avinu, is the Av of Golos, right? Yaakov Avinu was Misak and Tefilas Mayriv, which is the Tefillah of the Golos at night and dark. Yaakov Avinu is that Nisoyin of being Ma'uriv with the Goyim. And that's the Gros says the Shurish of all Ra today is Erev Rav, basically. Because the Erev Rav is that koyach to get within us and to get in there. And the only way to clean that up is with the is with taking off the bran. You got to take off from within, Klai Yisrael. And it's very hard to do that. And he says, he actually brings a nice remez. He says that he brings a Rai that Esav is Tevin. Esav is the Darga of Tevin. Tevin is the straw. Because he says that's why it says that Esav asked, he brings the Chazal, that Esav asked Yitzchak, how do you take Meiser off of Tevin? Both. So he says, why is he asking how to take Meiser off of Tevin? He's trying to show that I could also be part of Klai Yisrael, just fix me up a little bit. But what's the answer? It's straw. It's useless. There's nothing that I could take this off and be left with something good. There's nothing good I can help you with. So he's saying, I know I'm Tevin. I know, but like maybe you could take off Meiser and you could still be Misak in the Tevin. That's how the girl learns that up, like a schmuck. So he says, that's what Esav's question was, but it's not, okay? So he says, there's going to be a Mashiach of Yaakov and a Mashiach of the Korach of Yitzchak and a Mashiach of the Korach of Avram. Because you need to really get the subin off. Okay? Now, so basically, in a little bit more, I saw in the Ramosha Shapiro thing, he adds a little bit of spice to it by saying that the Korach of Yitzchak and the Korach of Avram, each is a very independent Korach. The Korach of Chesed and the Korach of Gvura. Right? Avram Avinu is Chesed, Chesed. Chesed doesn't last unless there's Gvura, which means how to define it and limit it and apply it in the right places. But Gvura takes away everything from everybody. So the only way to tap into both is when you have Yaakov Avinu, which is the Mizug. Right, the synthesis of the Mizug between Yaakov and between Chesed and Gvura Tiferes, which is the way that you can access both Midos. So Bekitzer, you need Yaakov Avinu in order to bring bring the other kochos together. So Yaakov Avinu is the pinwheel where with you have Yaakov's koch, now you have all three. You're shalim. So you got to get rid of the koch of Yitzchak. You got a koch of Yishmael, you got to get rid of the koch of Esav, and eventually you have to get rid of the koch. And until you do that, it's basically impossible to really come to your shlemus. Now, just by the way, just philosophically speaking, the koch of Avram to be Misakin Yishmael is the koch of more like Apikarsis, like, you know, Avram was Makir. Yitzchak's koach was the koach of overcoming the taivis, Yetzirah, taivis. Yitzchak was an oivid, he gave up of his own life even. And Yaakov is this inyan of how to deal, overcome the hashpois from the outside. And you have to have all three of those in order to have the shlemus. So now, that's why it says Yaakov, chevel nachalosai. So yesterday we said one pshat from Nefesh HaChaim and we put that in, but the girl really means something else. The girl means that a chevel is something made up of three things. So it says it's a koch made up of three things. A rope, right? So a chevel, Rashi says, right, correct. A chevel is made up of three. Why? Because if it's made up of two, it will break very easily. So Yaakov is the Chevel. Once you have Yaakov's Koch involved, that's when you have the Chevel of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together. Okay? Okay, now we're ready to get back. So says the Gra, what's going on here? Unbelievable. So they're saying that your Be'er is still caught. Your Be'er is in the Sada. Your base of Mikdash is destroyed. You guys have no access to it. If you thought that you could access the base of Mikdash, why don't you have it yet? Obviously, Hashem forgot about you, and back to that whole story. So what does he do? He throws at them, Afshilu lichavli mipe'eri va'ayli. He says, he throws them Subin, he throws them the bran, and he says, make me a rope out of the bran. Meaning to say, we have a big nisayon that our rope is not shalim yet, because we didn't conquer the bran of the Subin of Yaakov Avinu. So he says, if we had the rope of Yaakov that had the Subin on it, then with that rope, we could bring in the Beis Hamikdash 1 second. No problem. Because once we have the rope made out of the Subin, made out of the bran, that means now we have the full Shlemus. We already got rid of Esav. We already got rid of Yishmael. Our problem is within, is the problem of the bran. We weren't able to separate the bran from the kernel. So it's the air of Rav, and it's still gnawing at us. So you want to know why the Gula didn't come? It's not because Hashem forgot about us. It's because we don't have the rope made out of the bran to pull it in. So he said, well, how are you going to do that? He says, well, without that, that's why I can't bring in the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, when we do that, when we add the koach of Yaakov to the koach of Avraham and Yitzchak, and we perfect ourselves, then we'll have the rope. Then the rope will be shalim. We'll have the chevel of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov chevel nachlosai, and with the rope of Yaakov, then we can talk of bring in the Beis Hamikdash and rope it in. And the fact that you don't understand that now is because we're not holding on that level. So you say, well, I can't give you the rope. Well, if you can't give me the rope, then the be'er is going to have to stay there, because until we have that shlemus, we're not going to be able to bring in the be'er. That's how he explains it. Okay? Shkoyach. We got it? Shkoyach. Clear?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Good night, everyone. We'll see.
Clear's a little relative.
Clear as it's going to get.